The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Welcome to another Daily Texans podcast coming to you directly from Reliance Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us today on Monday, July 27th. Texans fans, the Houston Texans official 2009 yearbook is now on sale. Check out HoustonTexans.com for more information. In this interview, I sat down with Sports Radio 610's Mark Vandermeer to preview the Texans' offensive line. This is another segment in our series of interviews previewing each position group before training camp.
Hi, Texans fans. I'm Christina Gonzalez with Texans TV. I'm sitting here with Mark Vandermeer, the voice of the Texans, as we preview each of the position groups before we head into training camp. Let's discuss the offensive line. How big of a factor is health going to be?
Well, I think it's a big factor. Last year, they were healthy for the first time all season long. It was a Texans miracle. You think about the history of the offensive line on this team, in this franchise's history. You think about that ESPN draft commercial with David Carr taking a snap from center and no other offensive lineman around. That's what we're dealing with when we tell the tale of the Texans offensive line through time. But last year, healthy all season long. And lo and behold, they have the third best offense in the league, best offense in team history, Christina. So it's a huge factor. I think they do have the depth, though, to withstand a few blows if it does happen, because it's a lot to ask to think that all five O-linemen are going to play all 16 games. You think about Rashard Butler at left tackle as a reserve who looked good in the preseason last year. Yes, they lose Ephraim, but Butler looks pretty good. Chris White at guard can play either side. That's nice insurance as well. Antoine Caldwell, who they drafted in the third round out of Alabama, team captain, real solid at center. I mean, he's going to be a factor also at guard perhaps. So they do have some guys to help pick up the slack if some people get hurt.
From what you've seen of Dwayne Brown, is he going to be the answer at left tackle?
Well, I think Dwayne Brown is the answer at left tackle. Last year, he played very well, and he was relieved at times by Ephraim Salaam because the coaching staff wanted to make sure that Brown wasn't going to hit that rookie wall, wasn't going to get overused throughout the 16-game campaign. But now Dwayne Brown's ready to take over full-time, all the time. Look at the footwork, the athleticism, former basketball player and tight end. Dwayne Brown can do the job at left tackle, and he's going to be here for a long time.
Where do you expect the offensive line to make the biggest strides in 2009?
Well, running the ball and making plays in the red zone. Now, the lack of execution in the red zone is not all their fault. It's an offensive collective thing where they weren't able to score as many points as they would like. But you look at turnovers. Now, you could point to the quarterbacks for a lot of that as far as that issue goes. But if they're able to run the ball better in the red zone, that just makes the whole world easier, doesn't it? And Gary Kubiak has constantly said they have to be better on the ground once they get inside the 20. So I look for that to be an area of improvement for them.
Is this the greatest offensive line the Texans have seen?
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you look at some of the ones they could have had on paper in years past. They never materialized, so it's not even worth talking about. This one, with the third-rated offense in the league last year, you're looking at the best O-line in team history, and let's hope that continues this campaign.
All right. Well, that was your preview for the offensive line, and we'll be back.
Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news straight from Reliance Stadium. Training camp tickets are now sold out. But remember, camp begins this Friday. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.